Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's been some speculation lately that says David Bellavia could run for Congress. What do you think about that?
Well, I'll tell you, for many years, that was David's, you know, grandest ambition, a lifelong ambition, I would imagine. He served his country in combat, and he always wanted to continue serving his country in a congressional capacity. But as we see from interviews he's given since the announcement, this Medal of Honor, that they've given to him is, or they're about to give to him, has kind of changed his view of things.
Yeah, is it one of those things that once he receives the award officially next Tuesday by the president, that the Medal of Honor itself kind of transcends what political office David would have wanted before?
I mean, I've known David for nigh on a decade, and David's, you know, guiding light in his life is honor. And the idea of the very concept of the Medal of Honor is something we've spoken about for at length. And he understands this at the molecular level. And he has met the men still living who were also honored by the medal. And he understands that these present, he's now in a whole different world. And he truly is. I mean, if you understand, this is the nation's highest honor. And speaking with the men who are also Medal of Honor awardees, I think he's changed his vision in the way that I think a lot of those folks and others who understand what the Medal of Honor is all about or are involved in the process, it's a venerable process, they think that politics can soil something so pure and perfect.
Yeah, well, let's say hypothetically, you know, David did decide that, okay, you know, this is something that I want to do. This is something that, you know, even the president had urged him to do. Do you think it'd be a slam dunk victory for Republicans, especially in an NY27?
Well, I think NY27, as we see it today, is a Republican district. You know, we saw Nate McMurray couldn't even beat Chris Collins, who had just been indicted on federal charges. You know, from my perspective, this district is probably going to change. I believe that we're going to see, after the census, a redistricting process that's going to make us a much less reliable Republican district. So when you look at David Bellavia's candidate model and you compare that to the New York 27 district, you see that for a couple of reasons, he is the very best candidate. Number one, he's campaigned for this district before. He knows it backwards and forwards, and he's a candidate now that's been nationally honored that I believe is someone who could serve us well. But indeed, beyond that, you have the additional reason that as they're redistricting in New York after the census, the very idea that they would redistrict New York 27 out of existence, the district being held by a Medal of Honor winner, I don't think that the Albany forces would even do that. So David would serve us well in New York 27 and also likely, with his honor, preserve the district.
Do you think Republicans in that district are in a weird situation because Chris Jacobs has already formally thrown his name into the mix as a candidate and a lot of people look at him as the leading contender? Wouldn't David change all that?
Well, I think David changes it with or without the Medal of Honor. And we saw that he was considering this seat even in the last shakeup when Chris Collins for a time decided he wasn't going to run again. You know, I've been, you know, talking to David all along during his considerations of this in recent months. And I think that David is undoubtedly the best candidate, the finest candidate. And with the Medal of Honor and the president's imprimatur would be unbeatable. You know, the president of the United States would rarely get involved in a primary Donald Trump, Ronald Reagan, either of the Bushes, they rarely would. But in this regard, Donald Trump signed David Bellavia's Medal of Honor. Donald Trump conferred upon David the first Medal of Honor to a living recipient out of the Iraq War. There's a lot here, you know, Donald Trump owns, and it's, from my perspective, it might be the first time he would get into a primary race and perhaps even call Jacobs and the other folks who are considering, other folks are considering a run, and telling them that David has his support, and respectfully, I need to let you know that. You know, here's the thing. David is a soldier first, and as we've seen him in the last week or so, he's putting the uniform back on, and he is an infantryman all the way down to his core. And if the commander-in-chief asks a good soldier to run for Congress, a good soldier does what his commander tells him to do. So David's in an odd place as well. And I think this kind of has everyone in New York 27 scratching their heads a bit.
How about you? You still contemplating?
Well, my wife and I, we were contacted by a lot of folks, I think, in the absence of David Bellavia as a candidate, and in the presence of Chris Jacobs coming into the race, people started thinking more about who they'd like to have in there. Without David, people were thinking of me. I thought that's an interesting idea, one that I'll continue to consider. But from my perspective, my wife and I have talked about this. We're not even going to be discussing it until, let's say fall. And until then, I'm going to spend my time trying to convince David Bellavia to run for United States Congress. You know, we are in a situation now in the United States, people who listen to WBEN, others who are alert in the news media, we know that we're on the precipice of some sorts in a position right now where this country, we could lose it, as we know it. We could lose it. And we, you know, these are trying times, and we need great men and women to lead us away from the ledge, away from the edge, you know, away from the precipice. We need heroes, and, you know, we know for a fact that we have one here in Western New York, and if the president needs great men and women alongside of him to save this country, perhaps the country needs a David Bellavia to serve in battle again.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!